Into the 4 o'clock hour we go. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scraby. We've got Chris versus the fans coming your way. I should probably check with the esteemed Matt Scraby. How those questions looking? Because they got chopped down last night.
I put some more in there.
Put some more in there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tony says they got chopped down last night. Like, that's right.
They got
chopped. I was doing the chopping.
They got chopped down last night.
You got some questions
Oh, I got
Tony
quite
versus
a few
the fan.
Questions.
Huh?
He did.
Good.
He did. Yes.
Had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
And
Tony
versus the fan. I know it was pissing Scraby off that he had to go right back.
Now you
to
know
the
my feeling.
See, but the thing is, I get to get out of that chair, so he goes right back to your attention in terms of chopping his questions down some
he
more.
He does not want us ever to get one right. So maybe that's a good thing, because all you listeners know that you have support when you play this game. Scraby desperately wants you to win.
I will cheat for you to win.
That he does. He tries to invent rules on the fly.
He does,
often.
But you know who keeps him in check there is the chat and the rest of the callers.
Yes.
They don't, because they want their opportunity to win.
That's right.
So you're,
and
you
now that we've opened, now you guys can see what he's doing, and you guys are on his head about it quite often.
That's right.
Scraby, I don't know if you got a chance to see. Oh, we're going to cover it later. I'll wait until the next segment.
I think Chris has a story.
No, we're good. We'll hold off. We should get to this.
All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit. Or not the Daily Gambit. Let's get to Chris versus fans.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That's us going back in time to the Daily Gambit.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The
for
Fan.
For everybody who was as confused as Tony, that whoop, 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 whoop was the time machine, not the Three Stooges.
I thought he was doing some Three Stooges.
I did too.
It was a time machine, but a very bad time machine sound effect.
Very bad.
Here are the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free today. And we're playing for Motley Crue. They just announced a brand new Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM March 28th through April 19th, and you will be qualified for a chance to win a trip to Vegas to see that show live, including two tickets to the show, plus a hotel stay at Park MGM. Get your tickets to Motley Crue, the Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM now at Ticketmaster.com. Now.
Very good.
Let's get to our first contestant.
Okay. And that would be
Julio.
Don't hurt yourself.
What was his name?
Julio.
Julio. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Julio.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
Julio?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're well,
good. Be careful driving out there.
Here we go. First question.
Yeah. First time player.
First time player! Hey, all right.
Hey, nothing gets us more excited.
All right, here we go. Question number two. What is the name of the umpire that just got fired by Major League Baseball?
Oh, man. Hey, guys. I'm a teacher. Can I get a multiple choice? Come on, Scraby. Help me out.
Hey, it's not up to me, apparently. I would help you out, but these guys won't let it happen.
No, with the chat.
I think if he hears the name,
no
he would get it.
Okay, stay there, because Chris could get it wrong.
I can't.
You got to play the noise first, right?
You got to buzzer.
Put that up.
Sorry, Julio, but thanks for playing Pat Hoiberg.
Yes.
And it's not Hoiberg who was the old Bulls.
I was hoping he was going to say Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, I wasn't going to.
Sorry, Julio.
About that, Julio, but play again, man. You never can tell.
And I appreciate you being a teacher.
That is a thumbs up for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
Teaching is not easy. Let's go to Mark in Vista.
Mark in Vista, how are you?
How's it going, guys?
Going well, my friend. Here we go. First question. Is it just me? I feel like North County has been popping up here a lot more lately.
I think so.
Yeah, feeling it. All right, here we go. Question number one. What is the nickname for Arizona State? The mascot, if you will.
The Sun Devil.
The what? Wait, what did he
the
say?
The Sun Devil.
Yeah. Okay.
Sun Dev.
I heard Sun Devs, but that's
no,
still
I thought
good
he said
enough.
Sun Gods for a second.
I wasn't. No, the Amon Ra St. Browns.
There we go. Question number two.
Very good, Mark.
Ah, what Mountain West school has played in the most?
Oh, wait, hold on. Mm. I got to put the sport. There we go.
All right, let's run it back. Now that we have the actual question, what Mountain West football school has played in the most Mountain West championship games?
I want to say Boise State because they're always up there, but I don't know. They haven't been in the Mountain West the whole lifetime of the Mountain West. So, either Boise State or Fresno State. I'm gonna just roll with Boise State. I feel like a knucklehead if I didn't go with that.
Okay, yeah, good man. You almost talked yourself out of it.
Yeah, I thought he was going to for a moment.
I was 50-50 on that.
I think they've been in 8, and Fresno State's been in 5, and the Aztecs have been in 3.
All right.
Aztecs made 3?
In this current edition of the
They won 2.
Yeah, they did. They're 2-1.
I don't remember.
They lost
losing.
In the COVID
Oh, they lost
year.
To Utah State in the COVID year. You're right. Yeah.
When they were playing up at
I remember
Chargers
that game.
Park or whatever.
Did not go well. They turned the ball over like 9 times in that game.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number 3. Chance to win it all.
Oh, the first one.
I'm not going with the first one.
The first one's amazing.
Going with this one. Tony Gwynn and Luis Arraez are both batting title champions for the Padres. What player is the third to win in a Padre uniform?
Mark Loretta.
Mark Loretta. Oh! Not Mark Loretta.
Mark Loretta's the, last I checked, number 2 hitter in Padre history behind your dad.
He is indeed.
Thumbs up to Mark out there. I think this is Sheffield. Snuck one in there.
First name?
Get out of here.
Get out of here is not his first
we've
name.
We've never had to do
never
first
had to say Gary Sheffield.
Sorry, Mark. Gary Sheffield.
Yeah. I think he hit like 333.
Yeah, snuck one in there. He almost won the Triple Crown, I believe, that year. A massive
I think
year
Fred got him in RBIs.
Yeah.
McGriff. Sorry.
Here we go. Interviewed Fred McGriff.
He did.
All right, let's go to another Mark.
You know, that is the folly I think about messing up the most. Fred McGriff, he came and I was doing TV with Don, and we had him on the air.
Uh-oh.
Totally forgot because we had like the weird Hall of Fame inductions. Totally forgot he had already gone in.
Did you ask him about getting in?
I said, when are you going in?
We interviewed him when he went in.
You're going in June. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
It's the one that keeps me up at night.
I have not heard
that yet. I haven't had too many mistakes, and I don't bring it up very often, but it's one that every time I see, hear Fred's name, instantly comes to my mind.
What did he say?
Him and Don both played it off real nice. Oh, yeah, no, I went in already. It was like, oh, shit.
And you interviewed me the day it was announced.
Literally the day it was announced.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's like making my skin crawl right just now.
Thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, next contestant.
Other Mark.
Another Mark. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing
good.
Well, Mark. Good. Here we go.
Hello, Mark.
Question number one.
First time player! Pretty soon we're going to take the rest of the segment to celebrate that.
Where did Kevin Durant play college basketball?
Ooh, it's a tester.
Was it? I don't know. Michigan State?
Spartans!
Sparty.
Negative.
I mean, he played college so long ago. Yeah. He's been in the NBA forever.
He's 14 years, I think. Longhorns.
Old man. Longhorns.
Sorry about that,
Slim,
Mark.
Slim Reaper is what he was when he first came in.
Oh, was that what they called him?
First came in.
That's a good nickname. Slim Reaper is a good one.
He's skinny now. So think about what he looked like in college.
He is skinny now, but when you look at his first couple years, he looks sick.
Yeah.
I remember those years. It was very skinny.
Super skinny. All right. Next contestant.
Jason.
Jason, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very good, Jason.
Here we go.
What do you got for me? First time caller.
First time player!
I don't know where this
I don't know where it's coming from either. Question number two. What is the University of Akron's nickname, a.k.a. mascot?
That's a tester.
That's a title.
I don't know. Yeah. He's not even going to. Strategy.
It's not going to help him.
Oh.
Yeah. You know I know nicknames.
Yes, you do.
Those are the Zips.
What's a Zip, by the way?
I don't know.
Not sure.
No, is it a gazelle or something?
Don't know.
How'd you come up with that?
Because I think they don't they have like a gazelle in their logo?
Oh, I'm not quite sure.
I don't. Oh, it's a kangaroo I'm seeing.
Okay.
Zip?
No, look. Look, that looks like an antelope, kind of.
Oh, I see in their logo.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, new contestant.
We need a tiebreaker.
You ready?
It's not because I ran out of questions. Yeah, running out of time.
It's kind of because you ran out of questions.
We're running out of time.
All right.
Tiebreaker.
Let's use, or first you get the caller. Well, I think of a player.
All right. Chris, give me 1 through 6.
Five today.
Five. Another Jason.
Really?
Yes. Hello, right. Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jason. Hey.
How about John Kruk?
Wow.
Oh, fuck it.
I don't know. I heard something that was...
Yeah, I did too.
I heard something strange.
No, I think
I think you actually said Kruk-er.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
the panic and scraping his eyes.
I couldn't tell, but we're all good. We're all good, Jason. Do you know how to play the tiebreaker?
I do.
Okay, so I'm going to, for everybody else out there, I'm going to ask Chris to give me a number.
Pick names, players, Tony, who rhyme with bad words.
Like the,
I'm sorry.
Like the
I
knickers?
Didn't think of it.
Yeah. All right, and what is his name? Jason's going to guess whether or not the actual answer is higher or lower. So, Chris.
Yeah.
In John Kruk-er. His career. How many homers did he hit?
How many years did he play?
10.
Dang, he only played 10?
Yeah, it says 86 through 95.
I think he hit about...
Hit it like you lived, they used to say.
Kruk was a good hitter. Underrated player, in my estimation.
Really good hitter.
And a very underrated broadcaster.
Yes.
I thought
his career
really
batting average 300.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. I think he hit 10, 11 home runs a year on average, so I'm going to say 110.
110. Jason, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Higher.
Oh, sorry. Didn't get 110, huh?
Sorry, no. You were close. He hit 100.
Right on
the nose.
Hundo.
Yes, hundo. Ah. His biggest season with he hit 21 home runs in 91. He hit 20 in 1987 with the Padres.
Hmm. Kruk.
Yeah.
Or Captain Jack sent him on his way.
I've been trying to get him on for years. He never responds to my messages.
Who?
Kruk-er.
Oh, I can get Kruk-er on it.
Well, there we go.
Let's do it. We'll get him on during the season. All right, let's go to our next contestant. Chris, 1 to 6.
Two.
Two is Mario. Hello, Mario.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good, Mario.
Well,
good.
Sir.
All right, Mario. Stay right there. I'll be right with you. Chris, how many hits did he have in his career?
In 10 years?
Yeah.
Raked.
Yeah, he's a good hitter. 150 a year. Maybe less than that because he probably had a few years or 1,200.
1,200 hits. All right, Mario, is the actual answer higher or lower than 1,200?
He's on Kruk 10 years. I'm going to say he had 119, so I'm going to say lower.
Lower.
That is correct!
You got it.
Nice shot, right. Mario. He had, you said 1,200, right?
I did.
Okay. He had 1,170, which is really
just
close. Really
yeah.
close.
All right. Very good, Mario.
Nice work, Mario.
Stay there, Mario.
Good job, Mario.
Let's slide away. Let's get to break on the other side. I don't know if you guys remember the NIL tournament that the Aztecs played in this year that they won. Or they didn't win, but they got 1.5 out of it. The field next year? Woo! Yes, they're in it, and the field is quite nice. We'll explain it on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Back at you at 421. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Straight. Gwen and Chris, 97.3, The Fan. Tomorrow we'll have our Super Bowl picks. Before that, though, today we'll do our fantasy draft. Why are you shaking your head?
Well, Tony's trying to math something to me.
Did you hit up Greg?
Camarillo?
Yeah.
Yes, he cannot come on.
Oh,
that's why I didn't tell you.
No!
He cannot come on.
What?
He said he appreciates the invite, but he cannot. He's a big star after his week.
I was going to say, you want to ask, what could he possibly have to do?
I mean, he's got three kids.
He does have a nice...
And he's got his own business.
Tony's got more kids than that, and he's here.
Well,
every
this
day.
Is his job.
Oh, he's getting paid. Yeah.
Dang, Greg.
I found a really cool... I know we did our Super Bowl trivia the other day.
Wait,
you guys
can
did really
can I
well.
Pay off my tees real quick?
Oh, yeah, please.
NIL.
Oh, right.
The big tournament.
Good. Yeah, this is good.
Apparently, the winnings for San Diego State, you know, and for all the teams that took home some cash, San Diego State took home $1.5 million. That has enticed some of the other schools. Apparently, the purse is going to be bigger next year, from what I heard. And some teams, big name teams, blue bloods, if you will, have decided to join the fray. Tennessee joins Kansas. And number one ranked, is Auburn number one ranked right now, I believe?
They are.
Yeah. Auburn will join the entrance in the 2025 field. That also includes Alabama, Creighton, Houston, Notre Dame, Oregon, Rutgers, San Diego State and Texas A&M, and seven other previously committed teams, Baylor, Gonzaga, Iowa State, Michigan, St. Joseph, St. John's, Syracuse.
There's a lot of teams playing this tournament.
They want that money.
Wants in there now.
They want that money.
I mean, yeah, that's a lot. It's a good money. And, I mean, as good as the Aztecs are, I mean, now you just want to finish like top 10 in that tournament.
You go get some bread.
Woo! Listen to the teams in there. There's going to be some great games.
Well,
next year.
Devil's advocate, since I like to play that.
You do.
You do.
can't this effectively maybe ruin their season before it even starts?
Absolutely.
I mean,
not.
It could have ruined their season this year. I mean, you heard Ted say that there was a chance going into that tournament they were going to lose all three or two of three.
We thought they'd lose them all, honestly, and they won two of three. But had they lost them all, it would not have buried them.
No.
There's nothing that's going to bury you if you lose to Kansas,
if you lose
Auburn,
a good exactly.
and Gonzaga or
right.
something.
Right.
Even though your record's 0-3, that's not going to hurt you.
You can only really
You
improve.
Can only get good things, yeah. You get money, and you get a chance to pull off a resume-building win. It's all good for the Aztecs.
Don't you wish it kind of worked the same way in football, like college side? Like,
yes, it was good if you played good games. Teams,
play good games.
Teams
you
are
don't
not
get,
motivated to play good
no.
teams because it hurts them in the end.
Yeah, got to find a way to change that.
Yeah.
philosophy.
They do
in football.
So we get better games.
Right, and teams... then it's not as big a deal when you lose and you're losing to the likes of those guys.
Yeah, but teams don't want to do it because if you have three losses, they won't choose you. For the tournament. Ben Simmons, the Nets are trying to finally get rid of him, Scraby.
So funny, we talked about him the other
about
day.
This.
I knew you'd be happy about this.
28-year-old has spent three seasons in Brooklyn. He's played in like 10 games in those three seasons or something.
You know, I have a good idea.
What?
I think it'd be a good idea. You know, Dallas sent Luka to L.A., you know, in hopes that... And L.A. took him in hopes that LeBron James can rub off of him. Maybe you can send Ben Simmons, and he might be able to garner a little...
You want him, too?
I don't know if I want him, but...
Yeah, I don't know what you want.
It's the age-old adage of there's talent in there somewhere.
Somebody's got to pull it out of him.
He was the number
Which
one
never
overall
works.
Pick.
He was
for
good for the first, like, 3 years. It didn't. I don't know what happened.
Completely fell off the... they're saying the Clippers and Cavs are the... potential landing spots.
Just
we'll see.
Go to stay in the East Coast if you're not going to come to Lakers.
All right, so here's a quick Super Bowl trivia that I think is really interesting one. Was not part of our question the other day. Take a guess which college has had the most starting quarterbacks in a Super Bowl game. Did I say it right? Of all the starting quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, what college has been represented the most? So I'll give you a clue. It is five quarterbacks that have started a Super Bowl from this university. It is a stunning answer. I will tell you that.
Five quarterbacks
have started a Super Bowl from Cal.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff.
That's two. You're not going to get the other ones,
no,
I don't think.
I'm not.
Joe Capp, way back in the day, Craig Morton. And Vince Ferragamo. That's shocking, though, that Cal would be ahead of every college in terms of starting quarterbacks. And here's another one. Which college has had the most starting quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl? It's not Cal. This school's had three quarterbacks win a Super Bowl.
Is this even more surprising?
Yep. Just as surprising.
Notre Dame?
Almost. They've had two. Joe Montana and Joe Theismann. That was close, Gabe. Good try.
Thank you.
Purdue.
Oh.
Another
Drew Brees.
One.
Yeah, Drew Brees.
Bob Greasy and Len Dawson were also Purdue quarterbacks.
I know Greasy and Len Dawson went to Purdue. Yeah. Purdue, the Boilermakers.
The Boilers.
Well, Len Dawson was busy making those boilers. When he was there.
He smoked one dart, and they got a picture of it. And he should be happy because it's an all-time legendary photo, even though it's probably not the one he wanted.
I mean, Cal used to be... When I grew up in the Bay Area, Cal was a big deal. It's not as big of a deal anymore because they're not that good, but they had a lot of quarterbacks over the years.
Evidently so. All right, we're coming up on the Big Five. Don't forget, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have our draft for fantasy and the Super Bowl. And if you missed it earlier, Ted Leitner was on a roll today. Why is Pete Alonso on my TV
shirtless
without a shirt on?
They're replaying an interview from during the season.
And I'm not talking trash. I'm just saying he would have fit perfectly in the 90s. And 80s.
He doesn't look like he's ever worked out a day in his life.
I know.
He just looks big. Like,
just a big old guy.
That's good, though. People need to see that. You don't need to
No, I don't need to see that.
I wish I had that confidence.
You don't need to be this chiseled specimen to play the game of baseball.
Well, we knew that.
He's clearly not. All right, more Gwynn and Chris headed your way.
4:35. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Lemo, Matt Scraby. There were some questions earlier on whether Jimmy Butler would be available tonight. Apparently, he's on the trade tarmac, as it was said. A lot of trades have to get cleared, go through all the hoops. And so, although he's in Los Angeles, he's already taken his physical. He may or may not be cleared off that tarmac to play tonight.
Steve Kerr.
Not a real tarmac, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the trade tarmac.
He doesn't have to actually stand out there.
There's so many trades happen that they all gotta get approved by the league. Hasn't
Steve
happened.
Kerr had a decent idea, which is to extend the trade deadline.
I heard that.
Until the All-Star break. Because, I mean, these guys are getting traded. Some of them are actually on a flight to another game.
Right.
And now with the internet, everybody can find out that you just got traded. Now you got to finish up a flight with guys you just got traded away from.
Not only that, I think as Steve Kerr was making a point, that leaves these rosters, teams with like 6, 7, right, 8 dudes as all the players are trying to get where they're going. And his idea was to extend it during the break and maybe, or not extend it, push the deadline towards the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And maybe have a few days off where you can do all of the travel and get everybody where they're
going.
It's
a good idea.
I don't know if he said he doesn't know if it can actually be put together.
I think it should be put together, and they should think. I know they won't ever do this in any of the sports, but they should think more about the personal side of some of these things.
For sure.
You know, like Steve Kerr pointed out, Andrew Wiggins, who just got traded away from the Warriors, they just had a baby. The other son was just starting school. I mean, these things are real life situations that teams obviously don't care about when they're trading them across the country. And it can be very difficult. Anyway.
Yeah, no doubt.
Trying to stick up for these guys a little bit.
Is it me?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Did I start this?
You did.
I did.
You
okay.
did.
All of like 3 minutes ago.
Oh, so it's not ready. All right, so let's just jump.
Oh. Yeah.
Traffic is now ready. Big Five after.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the Big Five. I actually didn't have a five until like 2 minutes ago, guys.
Yeah, he was in there. What is my number five? We can talk about this.
Number five. You're totally unprepared. Didn't you listen to Uncle Teddy earlier?
What did he do?
He was not listening.
No, I was. I was.
Uncle Teddy said that you can certainly talk off the top of your head, but you need to prepare before the program gets underway. You always have to be prepared.
I'm usually always prepared, but I did find a number five, guys. I don't know what the question is going to be, but we'll figure that one out as we go along. But do you guys know who Jim Edmonds is?
Yeah, I know who Jimmy is.
I know. He apparently was on the St. Louis Cardinals TV broadcast, and he's not doing it anymore. And his reasoning is because he doesn't like the Cardinals anymore. And Jim Edmonds played for the Cardinals, like, for most of his career, right?
Angels, quite a while.
Angels a little bit.
But most
Cardinals is where he got, like...
That's why he's a TV analyst with the Cardinals.
Angels is where he made the greatest catch any center fielder's ever made.
Was that just up there?
It's one of the greatest
catches. Okay.
It was pretty good, though. Kansas City.
In Kansas City. Fantastic.
Here is Jim Edmonds on the 101 ESPN St. Louis radio show.
Tough last year. I enjoyed the job, but... Last year, I was kind of hemming and hawing around, and I don't know, this winter, I just told my wife a couple months ago, I said, I don't think I'm going to do it anymore. I think I'm done.
So when you say...
Like, well, you know, just...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Wait it out a little bit. It's okay. She said, just wait it out a little bit and just, you know, see how you feel. And I said, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I can't imagine going to spring training. I started thinking about what Matt Holliday said when he was going to coach, and then he woke up one day and was like, man, spring training's 4 weeks away. I can't do it. That's kind of how I felt.
And what has changed with, like,
okay,
your...
Well,
you picked the wrong spot to go
there. The wrong spot, but he really... Oh,
I think I read this yesterday.
You read this about him yesterday?
This
is not good reading
anymore. But as far as TV goes, like I said, a quick story is my boss called me the other day, and I didn't answer the phone, and I was like, man, I don't really know what to say to him. It's like, I thought he was just going to call and say, hey, like, how's it going? And so I didn't really have, like, good news. And so I let the phone ring, and I didn't talk to him. And then I called him back the next day, and I said, hey, Larry.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, everybody, for making you go through that. He's taking a really long time to get to the punchline here.
Basically, the basic five story today, Jim Edmonds' life story, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Basically. He goes on
to
say...
And then in second grade, I became very interested in the alphabet.
I hope Theodore was listening to that
whole
thing.
I deserve this. I do. He goes on to say the reason he doesn't want to be there anymore is because he, quote, they don't make you feel like you're wanted. It's just not the same. It's not the same organization. It's just not fun to be around. So I was thinking because, you know, these things are always very interesting how organizations in any sport treat their former players. And so why do you think the Cardinals are now no longer treating their former players well, Tony?
I don't know that it's... This is a tough one. I think a lot of it is that maybe some of the younger players don't recognize the history that comes with the organization, right? And so he mentioned in that piece, he mentioned not being treated right. And that's, I think that's from the execs down to the players. And I just think, especially in a Cardinal organization where history has been such a rich part of why they've been able to sustain the success, and maybe that's starting to fall to the wayside. I mean, Mike Schilt, of all people, is in a Padre organization now after spending his entire time in that Cardinals organization, and really was let go, was a surprise at everybody that he was let go. And I think that kind of speaks to maybe the direction that the Cardinals organization has started to head to. Jimmy Edmonds was a big part of Cardinal history, especially in the late 90s into the 2000s. And I think part of it is, you know, in my opinion, you got to kind of humble yourself a little bit that, hey, maybe these guys might not look at you the way you feel like you should be looked at. But then I think the other part of it is a lot of the younger guys may not have taken the time to learn the history of the guys that came before. So it's a mix, right? As a player, you know, let's be honest. As an athlete, you get used to the catering to you in some ways, right? And so there's an element of that. But then there's the other element with the new generation that not all, but some may not be as educated about the history. And so then that feeds into it, you know? And so, I don't know, it sucks to hear that you know, Jim not wanting to do it because he feels that way. I don't know that it's like that in every organization. It just seems like this is kind of a two-pronged problem that is kind of coming together to make him feel like that.
When you went into your organizations, did you learn the history? Because you're a history, you're a baseball history.
I mean,
guy
that
anyway.
Was just how my dad and my uncle were. I needed to know that stuff. It was important to know that stuff. You got to know where you've been able to come up with the ideas to be who you are as a player, right? I know we like to think that we just woke up and was like, man, I'm working on my stroke. And just you're grabbing things as you're seeing it. Yeah. You know, I watched Barry and my dad and Larkin and Griffey. I watched all of these guys.
Crooker.
Will Clark, Kruk, right? I watched all these guys, and subconsciously, whether I knew it or not, I'm taking pieces of that. And that helps you become who you are. Now, you take it and you morph it into what makes you you, but you'd be a fool to think you just are out here and just woke up and were just able to do that.
Yeah.
You've gotten it from some. You've been able to get to this point because of the people that came before you. And maybe that gets lost sometimes.
Chris, why do you think the Cardinals organization is doing this to Jim Edmonds?
I don't think they're intentionally doing it. I think it's all of the things that Tony said. People come, people go. Life kind of keeps on going. The other part of it, maybe Jim Edmonds just isn't, you know, the end all is broadcasting to him. Not everybody
True.
Loves it.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it's a little easier for him to step away in a situation where he's kind of, you know.
I mean, as Tony knows, it's a long
grind.
Year.
Yeah, it's a grind.
Going to every game, traveling.
Yes, not to mention that Jim Edmonds had a long career.
17 seasons.
17 seasons. He's been able to kind of do what he wants. Then that spring training schedule comes out, you got all of a sudden get back in line and do the whole thing again after 17 years.
I'd rather sleep in today.
And it's not like Jimmy didn't make good money either. It'd be different if he was, you know.
Yeah, if he needed
the job. He doesn't need the job.
All right. Number four. There are lots of trade rumors out there about Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford in a potential trade this offseason. With the way his contract is structured, the Rams can save $27 million by trading him after June 1st, or $23 million if they cut him post-June 1st. Now, Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers has been fueling rumors by tweeting out the number 9 and the Ram next to it, obviously sending all fans into a frenzy. So, Chris, if you're the Rams, are you trading Matthew Stafford?
I would trade him yesterday.
What?
As long as his wife goes with him.
Oh, she's the one who is kind of fueling all these things.
I've had it with her.
Oh, wow.
I really have. She's not doing him any favors.
What did she say?
On her podcast,
she came on and criticized the Rams for wanting to get rid of Cooper Kupp. And, you know, this is a business decision that they have to make in order to stay under the salary cap with Cooper Kupp.
It's like $28 million.
Yeah, it's not like they want to get rid of Cooper Kupp. And she obviously doesn't understand the business of the game. She only understands as many weapons as possible to help make her husband look good, which is fair. You should. But don't give me a personal, you know, rundown of your life story on your podcast. She ticks me off. I've had it with her. So, yeah, out you go. Just for that.
Tony, would you trade Matthew Stafford if you're the Rams?
No. No. I wouldn't.
Can you trade the wife anyway?
I'm not touching this at all.
Remember when that photographer fell off the stage? Kelly Stafford was the one who went over there to help.
Listen, she has a podcast. You can't have a podcast and not have good subjects to get people to tune into. Right up her alley to talk about Cooper Kupp. I'm sure she understands the business more than we think she does. It doesn't mean that she's not going to, and that her husband certainly doesn't want Cooper Kupp back. It's his best target, one of his best targets. So I get it.
Kind of with Chris, though, on this.
Yeah, I know you would be.
Just kind of.
What is it you're with him on?
I'm with him on Kelly Stafford, like, fanning rumors or flames
on her podcast.
What's the rumor? You know, Matthew may be traded because they're looking for a roster. We may have to look for a new, like, it's just like stuff like that doesn't need to be said. Because you're not the actual player.
But the two bros' alcohol level needs to be... Why is that any different? Like this,
because it wasn't on a podcast. Because this is how she's getting people to listen. By talking
isn't that
rumors.
Literally the whole point is to get people to listen.
Yeah, but when you're talking about stuff that's
and
not
now,
necessarily
guess what?
True.
We're talking about it on our show.
Well, I didn't bring up Kelly Stafford. I just brought up the rumors out there.
Oh.
Anyway, let's
somehow we got to Kelly Stafford.
Don't you... But if you were a... Well, I'm not going to ask you directly. Scraby, if you were an NFL player, would you at least try to dissuade your wife from doing a national podcast? The reason I say it is... I mean, she's the kind of person that's going to go on there and say, I don't know, the blocking was pretty bad on that play.
That's she already got him in trouble.
That's what your husband doesn't need in his own locker room.
Was that the wide receiver thing?
Yeah, when he was saying he couldn't connect with his wide receivers because they were too young and he was too old.
Right, I do remember that.
And he had to, apologize.
Has it ever crossed your mind that he is feeding her this and that she's using it?
It has crossed my mind, yes. And don't get me wrong.
Well, if that's the case, then definitely trade him.
I'm just saying, this keeps happening. It's not like this is our first incident. Maybe he's okay with it.
I don't have any issues with my wife doing a podcast if I'm an NFL player, but I will stop talking about my team on your podcast.
You just want to muzzle her, huh?
I didn't say it. You did. I would not muzzle my wife.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it this there.
I'm never getting married anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I see why.
Three. Because I'm a muzzler.
That's what you want to be. You
keep using that dumb Tennessee line, too. Not getting anywhere.
You're the only ten I see. Before the Warriors traded for Jimmy Butler, they were hoping for a reunion with one Kevin Durant. Steph Curry even gave him a call to talk to him about it, and by the time Steph Curry had hung up the phone, the Warriors had pivoted to Jimmy Butler. Apparently, in that call, KD made it known he was not interested in coming back to Golden State, and the Warriors front office were extremely surprised by this. Didn't really expect that response. But, Tony, why would KD not want to go back to the Warriors?
A couple reasons. He was told at one point that we don't need you by Draymond in the infamous Houston Rocket game.
Okay.
And, I think after you've told somebody that we don't need you, there might not be no coming back at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
I know they've squashed it since, but you can just sense that it's still sitting pretty heavily in terms of KD going back.
Yeah. Chris?
Yeah, I can't read the mind of KD very well.
He's a tough one.
Yeah, he's a tough one to figure. So, I for whatever reason, he seems to want to stay there in Phoenix. He also would have to come face-to-face with Gary Payton Jr. if he went to the Warriors, and he just got in a shouting match with Gary Payton Jr.'s dad.
Did he?
During the game last week in Phoenix. It was pretty funny, actually, but they were... I mean, Peyton's pretty funny, too.
They both laughed it off.
Having a back and forth during the game. Peyton sitting in the crowd and Durant's on the floor. And
he said something along the lines of, whatever year KD's in. KD said, you would have been the eighth man on the bench.
Yeah, he's throwing salvos out there. Yeah, KD's, I'm just going to just have to not be able to figure this one out because I don't know what his
deal is.
Yeah. Number
two. Ohio State and Coach Ryan Day have agreed to a 7-year contract extension, the school announced today. The new deal is set to run through 2031, and it bumps his salary to around $12.5 million per season, making him one of the three highest-paid coaches in college football. Fans of Ohio State wanted him fired after their loss to Michigan. He wins the national championship, and now he is their coach till at least 2031. Chris, if you're a fan of Ohio State, how do you feel about this?
Well, I'm not a fan of Ohio State. So
it's hard to put yourself there.
Perfect one to ask. I was just going to say this is great news for Michigan. I mean, it's 7 more years, right,
that
they can count on beating Ohio State.
Yes.
Kind of hard to argue bringing the guy back. I mean, he got it done, right? I don't like him. You know, you can maybe not like him, but in the end, he did it. He didn't choke it away like I kind of expected him to, so... I mean, if you're Ohio State, even if you don't like them, you got to hang with them. I mean, the guy just won the title for you.
Yeah.
So, shouldn't complain.
Yeah, you're right.
So Tony, that's all I can.
If you're an Ohio State fan, how do you feel about Ryan Day being extended for 7 years?
I feel great. I mean, listen, I know we're going to have to fix this Michigan problem, but the guy got me a natty, as they like to call it. He got him a natty. After all of the turmoil.
First he took him to the ship, and then he got him a natty.
And Chris said ship.
I'm sorry.
Like above the ship.
Yes.
Like or the chip.
S-H-I-P.
Yes.
Yes, you get a natty, man. All is good.
You get a natty, all is good.
Not a natty ice, but a national championship.
Ooh, I miss Natty Ice.
No, you don't.
Good days. Number one. This one is whatever. Fox released its highly anticipated LIV Golf broadcast schedule yesterday. There's some interesting developments because Fox Sports said that they would see or carry over 50% of LIV Golf rounds aired on Fox or FS1. But now there's going to be so many different channels that you have to catch this on. According to Front Office Sports, you have FS1, FS2, Fox, Fox Sports app, and Fox Business Network are going to air all the 100% throughout the year.
Fox Business Network gets 2%. They get
2% of the broadcast. FS1 gets 41%, and Fox gets 22%. So technically, they are over 50%, but a lot of it is going to be on FS2. So I'll ask you guys my question, which I don't really have on the other side.
Fair enough.